Welcome to City News 570 Rangers Talk, brought to you by You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
And back here at the Peterborough Memorial Center, the Rangers win it going away, but it didn't start that way here in Peterborough this afternoon. Let's take a look at your scoring summary from this game. Back in the first, it was Caden Taylor of the Peets with his seventh of the season from Tommy Perdeller and Graydon Strohack. 5:22 in, 1-0 Peterborough. Then Ryder McIntyre of the Peets with his sixth from Chase Lefebvre at 14:25, 2-0 Peets. Carson Rakoff would get the Rangers on the board late in the first. His 44th of the season from Cameron Reed and Matt Sopp. It came at 19:12, and it was 2-1 after one. In the second, the Rangers would continue to pour it on. Edward Chalet, his 11th of the season from Carson Rakoff and Hunter Brustevich on the power play at 1:06 of the second. That tied the game 2-2. Then Simon Motu with his 9th of the season from Cameron Reed and Cameron Mercer. 17:56 of the second, the time of the goal. It was 3-2 Rangers after 40. In the third, Kitchener continued to pour it on. Carson Rakoff would score his second of the game and 45th of the season. That's now the league lead, as Anthony Romani was held scoreless this afternoon, at least so far in Ottawa, as the Battalion are playing the 67s. Romani on 44 goals. Rakoff's 45th came 35 seconds into the third on a Ranger power play. Edward Chalet and Philip Machar the assists. It was 4-2 Kitchener. Matt Sopp would then add his 35th of the season from Matt Andonofsky and Simon Motu at 1:32, so just 57 seconds later. It was 5-2 for the Rangers. And then Tanner Lamb from Luca Romano at 7:34. Lamb's 11th gave the Rangers a 6-2 lead, and that's how this one would finish. Kitchener 2-for-3 on the Channers power play this afternoon. Peterborough 0-for-1 on the power play, and also 0-for-1 on penalty shots when Nico Addy had a penalty shot opportunity. The Rangers outshoot the Peets 49-34, a crowd of 3,867 here at the Peterborough Memorial Center this afternoon. The final, the Rangers 6, the Peets 2. Kitchener has won 4 in a row. Your post-game show for You Save Flooring. Price is so low, just take it and go. You're listening to City News 570.
You're listening to City News 570 Rangers Talk. Brought to you by You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
Well, some big afternoons for the Kitchener Rangers. Carson Rakoff, 2 goals and assist. Edward Chalet, Simon Motu, Matthew Sopp, each with 1 goal and 1 assist. And Cameron Reed picks up a pair of assists as well, as the Rangers roll another 6. 3 of Kitchener's 4 wins this week have been 6-goal outbursts. 6-5 over Mississauga on Friday night, 6-1 over Sudbury yesterday, 6-2 here in Peterborough this afternoon. And the 4-game winning streak started back on Tuesday at the Memorial Auditorium with a 4-3 victory over the Guelph Storm. And as we take a look at our Leibold Electric out-of-town scoreboard, the Guelph Storm continue to struggle. They fall 4-1 to Sudbury this afternoon. London, a 7-2 winner at home to Windsor. Owen Sound falls in Mississauga 5-1, and Brantford beats Erie 3-2. That's the rest of your Midwest division. Let's go downstairs to Paul Fixter.
Thanks, Mike. I'm downstairs with head coach UC Ahokas. And coach, after giving up a couple of goals early on, your team was able to score 6 unanswered. What changed for the team?
Well, I think first period, 10 minutes, we're outside. We're in control of the game. Like, we had the control, but we didn't get pucks to the net. We're not going to the net. Then they get the lucky first one from the corner, and then a little bit not marking our guy, but I thought after that we started playing and we started driving to the net. Our rosters were good. Power play was good today. All in all, good 6 goals again. Could have scored even more. Their goalie, I thought, played a really good game. A little bit third, it went, but it was a kind of circus. Too many chances against there. Malbo played really well in the third, but still, I thought that the whole game we were the better team today.
How important was it for the team to get a couple of power play goals?
Well, yeah, good. They've had good looks, I think. Good looks, and now two good goals. And even in the end of the second, there was so good chances over there. But it's good to get the guys got two goals, so good to continue to build it up from there.
There were 10 16-year-olds on the ice tonight. How did you like your four?
They were okay. I think they've played better games. Reader especially, what wasn't his strongest, but I think otherwise they played good hockey, and they played good minutes. So it's important for them to get that Lammer good goal. I thought Romano played really well tonight.
Coach, this arena's been around since 1956, and I'm assuming it's your first time into here. Were you able to take in some of the history and all the greatness that's been through this building?
Well, it looks like a great building, and you can feel the atmosphere. I think something they could do for the corners over there, but yeah, it's different. The other team's bench in the other side, so yeah, it was a fun experiment for me. It's great when there is history like this, and you can feel it. And I guess then again, it's their thing that corners are a little bit different here, and benches are. So that's good. That's good.
Well, it's four wins in a row. Have a good week of practice, and try to get number five on Friday.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thanks, Mike. Back upstairs to you.
Thank you very much, Paul. UC Ahokas post-game thoughts. A 6-2 win for the Kitchener Rangers here in Peterborough this Family Day afternoon. Post-game coverage brought to you by USave Flooring. Price is so low, just take it and go. You're listening to City News 570.
You're listening to City News 570 Rangers Talk. Brought to you by USave Flooring. Price is so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
Four wins in a row now for the Kitchener Rangers, and 22 goals scored over those four games. All of them this week. It started last Tuesday. So four games, 6 days, all of them wins for the Kitchener Rangers. And a six-goal outburst and a 6-2 win here in Peterborough this afternoon. Let's get you back downstairs to Paul Fixter.
Hey, Mike. I'm downstairs with Antonino Pugliese, and you know, it seems the goal scorers always get on the radio and this and that, and why not have a little pug life? And he just said to me, as he said to you the other day, hey, you only want me when I score four goals? Well, we know Antonino does a lot more than just score goals for this hockey club. Congratulations on yet another good game. And I just had your coach on, and he said, it's a good choice. He said, Pug had a really good game.
Yeah, I mean, thank you. I mean, I think our lines has been like getting back to where we were 20 games ago, and like we've just been rolling, and we've been playing together for so long, like the last two seasons, and yeah, we've been clicking a lot.
You know, when the team was going through that eight game stretch, the one consistent was your line. That says a lot about what you guys bring to this club.
I mean, like the role we play, like we know our role and stuff, and we're just trying to like lead the team and like to in a battle, right? Like we want to set the energy, set the pace, and just we want the guys to follow, let the goal score the goals, and just, you know, we're a great team. Like we got each other's backs, and I mean, like we just love playing for each other.
You mentioned you have each other's backs. Was it tough to stay positive and stay together during that rough stretch? Congratulations. Now you've got four wins in a row, but just prior to that, was it a little bit of a rough patch? Was it difficult, or did you guys just say, hey, we're all in this together?
I mean, like, honestly, like, it wasn't, like, too bad. Like, we knew, like, I mean, like, we weren't playing great, but we knew, like, we were going to come out of it. Like, we have, like, a really, like, mentally strong group, some older guys and stuff, and, like, guys who, like, who have a lot of games in the league, and, I mean, like, we were just, like, we're, like, it's going to turn around. Like, we just got to stay focused, just keep playing our game. That's it.
On Motu's second goal, which was nullified because of the offside, I saw you jump into Motu's arms there. So it wasn't you who went offside, was it?
No, well, I had the puck, so, I mean, I don't know about that. Merce took the blame, but, I mean, I probably could have got onto the blue line a little bit faster.
You know, you guys bring a lot of energy and fun to the game. Keep that up because it's really important as you go forward. And we're getting close to the playoffs, and that type of play is really going to be important. Congratulations. And, you know, I don't think the fans can ever get enough Pug Life.
Thank you very much. I love the fans.
Thanks, Mike. Back up to you.
All right. Antonino Pugliese, he loves the fans. He loves his role. He loves winning, and who wouldn't? Four in a row for the Rangers, a four-goal margin of victory this afternoon. Kitchener 6, Peterborough 2. Post-game coverage brought to you by USave Flooring. Price is so low, just take it and go. This is City News 570.
Once the East Avenue Blues step off the ice, it's time to break down the game. This is City News 570, Rangers Talk. Brought to you by USave Flooring. Price is so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
And back here inside the Peterborough Memorial Center, where a crowd of almost 3,900 worked their way out rather quickly. They started leaving late in the third, and you can understand as the Rangers took control of this game. Let's look at your three stars, which are brought to you by the Better Business Bureau. For a better business, you can find them at bbb.org. A goal for the Petes this afternoon. Ryder McIntyre is named the third star of this game. A goal and an assist for the Kitchener Rangers. Matthew Sopp is named the second star of this game. And with two goals for the Kitchener Rangers and now a league-leading 45 on the season, Carson Rakoff is the first star of this game here in Peterborough. So your stars go Rakoff, Sopp, and McIntyre. Three stars for the Better Business Bureau. Find a better business at bbb.org. Back to wrap from the Peterborough Memorial Center. Stay with us. Kitchener Rangers hockey post-game coverage brought to you by USave Flooring on City News 570.
You're listening to City News 570 Rangers Talk. Brought to you by USave Flooring. Price is so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
And back here for some final thoughts at the Peterborough Memorial Center. Outside of, as we were just talking during that commercial break, the tremendous history in this arena, Paul. I love coming here. We don't have the best broadcast location, and it leaves a little bit to be desired in the creature comforts department, but popcorn in the media room, I never argue with that. And again, such a rich history of major junior hockey here in Peterborough.
A tremendous history, and the Hall of Famers that have come through, and the greatness that has been in this building. It's a special place to be. It's kind of got some neat, you know, with the restaurant on the one end and the seats way up. Sort of like Windsor on the other end, they're nice and close. They've upgraded the seats over the years, obviously. The only thing the coach would like to see upgraded are the four corners with the puck coming out. And once he left the on-air portion that we were doing, I said to him, why don't you tell your goalie to stay in the net? He said, yes, we should have.
You got to be like the Anaheim Mighty Ducks, the movie that is, and not the so just the Mighty Ducks, and tie the goaltender to the net so he can't leave. That restaurant down to our right is one of the newer renovations here at the PMC, and it's just one of the other things that's changed here is the portrait of the Queen is no longer. That was taken down, of course, when the Queen passed, and the fellow who painted it originally, that portrait, has passed away, so they have not, obviously, they can't ask him to do one of the kings, so we'll see. But this was one of the arenas that kept the portrait of the Queen for a long time. The fix was in today for City Cabs, Paul, on Carson Rakoff winning the goal-scoring title in the league this year. Anthony Romani kept goalless for five games now with North Bay today. So Rakoff's two put him in first place with 45, one ahead of Romani's 44. The fix was in on the Rangers not falling into the trap against this Peterborough team. They certainly did not, despite falling behind 2-0. Four straight wins now for the Kitchener Rangers. The fix was out on all of the 16-year-olds combining for three or more points. They did that, five by my count in total, but that's neither here nor there. It was nice to watch the young players in this league perform here today. The big question is, as we wrap this up, do you feel like, with four wins in a row, the opposition notwithstanding, Guelph, Peterborough struggling right now, but is this Rangers team back where it needs to be with 12 games remaining in the season?
I think it is, Mike. They're getting good play out of their all their players, quite honestly. And I think Pugliese summed it up best when he said, "We stuck together as a team." Even during that tough stretch. And I like it. Rakoff seems to have found his mojo again. We've talked about the importance of having Cameron Reed back. I think Parsons will be their go-to guy, and we know how well he's played. That being said, after the first, and the coach alluded to the fact that that first goal wasn't good by Malbuff. Boy, he stayed in there and got his head in the game and played very well. So that's a good sign. I think it is. You know, we've got some tests, tough tests coming up in the next while. I guess that'll be the true test, but I certainly like the way the team is trending since this four-game streak.
Back home to take on the Sarnia Sting on Friday night. Hey, this is Monday. That's only 4 days from now. Hope you've been enjoying your family day. Thank you for spending part of it with us. The Rangers win it 6-2 here on the road in Peterborough. On behalf of my broadcast partner, Paul Fixter, our producer back at the boardwalk, Adam Sanderson. This is our Kitchener Rangers family to you. My name is Mike Farwell. I bid you a very good Monday afternoon from Peterborough Memorial Center.
This has been another edition of City News 570 Rangers Talk, brought to you by You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. Your home for the Kitchener Rangers. City News 570.